Continuing with, a leprechaun tree grows in Orange County. So I'm talking about this search for identity. Identity is really a code for how we belong to the world, and it contravenes the logical matriculations of our conscious days, those rational things we do day in and day out. Even Virginia Woolf writes of time's orderly and military progress, and how always deep below that, a rushing stream of broken dreams exists, nursery rhymes, street cries, half-finished sentences and sights. My leprechaun tree in the backyard was my half-finished sight. It kept me running between the garden and the house to announce new life, to proclaim that I was part of something larger than myself, something mysterious and beautiful. These first images of childhood reveal themselves as soulful harbingers within thin spaces. These so-called thin spaces, a Celtic notion that denotes the place of connection between the local material world and that liminal eternal one, represents a pivot in how we belong to the world around us and how the ground of the world opens up to us as we open up to it, beginning so early in our lives. The French philosopher Bachelard calls psyche's early landscape the quote-unquote first time. And there, the revelation of images hold for us in eternal fashion intense psychological values. These images move us from the precisions of the social memory as we return to a cosmic memory, which is the very memory of our belonging to the world. We experience our first time in thin spaces, far back in our childhoods. Thus, as I came of age, I sensed at a deeper level that my Irish inheritance had everything to do with how I belonged to the world, even though I was growing up in the suburbs of Los Angeles. In eighth grade, I was voted the most quiet girl in my Catholic school. Why should I be anything other than quiet? There were no stories about Ireland, my household, nor about our people. No stories passed down on either side of the family, and my father was from County Clare. His mother born there. My mother's side came from County Tipperary. The silence felt angry, like some ghostly ocean, its waves crashing, scattering pieces of memory I couldn't yet decode. As a young girl from my corner bedroom window, I'd watched my father, a stoic special agent for the FBI, put out the garbage for the week, then cast a shepherd's glance up the street, as if he were searching for his tardy flock. He seemed always to be waiting for something. Another time he admitted to me having a conversation with a bumblebee that was buzzing by as he strung the Christmas lights on our house. I didn't know what to say. My father talking to a bumblebee? Under the glare of the California sun, we were all living in the borderlands, in the thin spaces, waiting. We just didn't know it. But as a young girl, I had my leprechaun tree in the backyard. I'll continue more with the next installment.